This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that Russia was set to withdraw from a deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain via the Black Sea unless its own demands were being met, reaffirming Moscow's tough stance ahead of the deal's expiry Monday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he had discussed grain exports with his South African counterpart, Cyril Ramaphosa, on Thursday. Zelensky said any Russian attempts to hinder food exports, particularly to the African region, would be seen as, quote, terrorizing the whole world with hunger, end quote. China's top diplomat Wang Yi said China and Australia's relations have, quote, stabilized, improved, and developed, end quote, under the joint efforts of both countries, according to a Chinese foreign ministry statement on Friday. Wang also said he hoped Australia would provide a fair, just, and non-discriminatory business environment for Chinese enterprises to invest and operate in the country. A rocket engine exploded during a test flight in Japan on Friday, but there were no injuries in the incident, according to an official at Japan's Education, Science, and Technology Ministry. The explosion of the Epsilon S engine at the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency testing site in northern Japan is a further blow to the country's space ambitions following a series of failures earlier this year. The explosion took place about a minute into the test of a second stage engine, according to the official. Television footage showed flames shooting out of the side of a testing facility before the whole small building was engulfed in flames and the roof blew off. This is VOA News. Soda sweetener aspartame is now listed as a possible cause of cancer. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Scientists say that as long as people do not exceed recommended levels, then they shouldn't worry about any potential cancer risk from aspartame. Aspartame was approved in 1974 by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the WHO said the existing consumption levels meant, for example, that a person weighing 60 to 70 kilograms would have to drink more than 9 to 14 cans of soda daily to reach the limit. U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up his European trip in Finland, meeting with NATO's newest member and other Nordic leaders as conflict in Ukraine cast up a spell over the continent's future. VOA's White House bureau chief Patsy Wuttikoski reports.
President Joe Biden swung through Finland's capital, assuring NATO's newest member of the alliance's commitment. He sought to calm European peers that a change in U.S. administration may mean uncertain transatlantic ties.
I absolutely guarantee it.
Finnish President Sauli Niinistö said the country feels more secure.
We have 80% of population supporting NATO membership.
In Helsinki, Biden also met leaders of other Nordic nations, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Iceland, who are all now NATO members. He returned to Washington Thursday evening. Patsy Wuttikoski, VOA News, Helsinki.
Flooding has plagued parts of central Mississippi, a southern U.S. state, with rising water swamping homes and businesses. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Torrential rains poured down for several hours, flooding homes, businesses, and streets in Lewisville and Winston County. Several people had to be rescued from their homes and vehicles as water levels kept on rising. One man was plucked off the roof of his car, where he was able to climb up before the vehicle went underwater. The local sheriff says he hasn't seen flooding this bad since 1977. People are being urged to stay off the roads, some of which have washed out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Actors will join screenwriters in a combined strike that will have huge consequences for Hollywood. Leaders of SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents the actors, voted Thursday to strike after contract talks collapse with the studios and streaming services that hire them. It's the first time actors from film and television shows have gone on strike since 1980, and the first time both actors and writers have been on strike since 1960. Industry leaders expressed disappointment in a walkout they said comes at the worst possible time. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.